The Alma Board of California is all in on cover crops if you want to try it. For almonds, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Vivian Walters is a project scientist at Sustainable Agricultural and Research Education at UC Davis. As I said earlier, cover crops can be part of a major system that a farmer can incorporate in his orchard.
I believe that they are definitely interested in sort of the stacked benefits of cover crops and conversely, the benefits of stacking cover crops with other practices, right? As we were looking at cover cropping, there's also whole orchard recycling. There's also the bee-friendly practices, and there's the nitrogen management guide, right? So all of these things kind of feed together, and I think that the Almond Board is really being strategic about offering resources to growers so that they can figure out how to integrate all of these practices.
And there could be some help in dust control during harvest.
Most growers really would like the cover crop to be a distant memory by the time harvest comes. But the fact that there were those living roots in the soil could potentially be helping to decrease dust. But I don't think that that's been looked at yet.
Well, the weather in California is really helping the bees get the pollination done for the 2026 production season of almonds. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.